Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai Central High School had its annual Job Shadow Day on Tuesday, and over 100 students attended this year's event. Job Shadow Day has been an ongoing tradition for 25 years. The high school and the Kenai Chamber of Commerce have teamed up over the years to help students get connected to local businesses and learn more about their potential career interests. Approximately 25 businesses participated this year, including Kenai Aviation, Cook Inlet Water Association, Central Peninsula Hospital, and many more. Students were given tours and saw the day-to-day life experiences with their selected fields from 7:30 a.m. to about noon. From there, the students were brought back to the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center to hear a presentation from some of the local figures on the peninsula. Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel opened the presentation by sharing some of his personal stories in the job market and how they have changed over time. He started working at 12 years old as a hot carrier, but he learned very quickly that this was something that wasn't for him. It was an important lesson that everyone rarely gets it right the first time, but that's the exciting part about it.
But you never know where you start and where you end up. And the whole point to the exercise is to say, don't be afraid to try new things. Don't expect that you might start somewhere, because I can tell you one thing, that one of the elements that you're going to want to find in whatever you do is that you should be happy in what you do.
He also mentions that while having a good income is beneficial, money isn't everything.
Money doesn't always play into that. I can tell you what, if some people do, you know, volunteer work, but that's what they find joy in. That's what I think with my message to you would be: find something that fulfills more than just your financial needs, and I think you'll find yourself happy.
For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. An avalanche near the Seward Highway has left two people injured and one dead. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
One person was killed and two more severely injured in an avalanche on Tuesday near Devil's Creek Trailhead. All three individuals were backcountry downhill skiing and were carried approximately 800 to 1,000 feet down the mountain by the avalanche. At approximately 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday, Cooper Landing Emergency Services was dispatched to milepost 41 of the Seward Highway, along with Moose Pass Fire, Alaska State Troopers, Wildlife Troopers, and Life Med Alaska, for a reported avalanche involving three victims. It was initially reported that one victim was partially entrapped with CPR in progress and two victims were suffering head injuries. The avalanche occurred more than a mile off the highway at a significant elevation. First responders were able to access the remote scene and extricate the three victims off the mountain. One victim was pronounced deceased on the scene and two others were transported by Cooper Landing medics with serious, not expected to be life-threatening injuries.
They were able to access a fire service road at about mile 42 and were able to go up the mountain quite a ways on snow machines and then trek the rest of the way on snowshoes, and got to the scene fairly quickly. Once they got there, they were able to extricate the victim that was partially entrapped, and unfortunately, he did not survive.
That was Deputy Fire Chief of EMS for Cooper Landing Emergency Services, Clay Adam. According to Deputy Chief Adam, the victims had chosen to ski this particular mountain since it was one they had never tried before. Cooper Landing Emergency Services posted to social media a reminder that anyone who engages in backcountry recreational activities, please check local avalanche conditions before setting out. Conditions can be monitored by checking the Chugach National Forest Avalanche Information Center. At this time, the names of the victims have not been released. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.